due to David being a little bitch. This week episode is a lost episode about Breath of the Wild. From the old days of the podcast when I was just a young lad. But enough rambling. Welcome. This is the weekly appointment with Wade and David.
Breath of the Wild is such a vast game too.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of shit.
I mean, and it's an open world with physics.
Yeah. It's a,
you know, Skyrim style.
To me, it's
ew.
Well, Breath of the Wild is just it's what I wanted Skyrim to be.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Me,
yeah.
For me personally.
Yeah.
And I feel like they did a way better job. Like
yeah.
And it's
at least more population. I mean, you get into the first village in Skyrim because it's not a city. It is not a city. I'm sorry.
Wait, I don't want to cut you off, but like, we'll talk about Skyrim in like another episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot we can talk about.
Yeah, talk shit mostly, but.
You know. Yeah, but I mean, like.
It's a good game, but like, whatever.
But keep going with your city, your comparison, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Breath of the Wild doesn't try to, you know, make you feel like it should be a big city, like a big-ass fucking trade center or, you know, whatever.
Well, it's supposed to be post-apocalyptic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a small village in the middle of a cliff or a forest or whatever. And it feels like it. As opposed to, you know, Skyrim being like, oh, yeah, it's a trade center. It's the biggest capital of Skyrim, whatever. Like, no, it's not. There's five people
and
in
this
fucking shithole.
Yeah.
Like, what you mean?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like it was supposed to. It's not a post-apocalyptic world, Skyrim, if I'm.
No, it's not, but it feels like
it. But it feels like that, yeah.
It feels dead, my
yeah.
Dad.
Well, but Breath of the Wild, in general, it's. It's a great game. Of course, if you're gonna nitpick, there's a lot to nitpick.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like,
it's not a masterpiece in any way, but it's a strong title in the franchise. Like,
absolutely.
Honestly, okay. So, what's my all-time favorite Zelda game?
Breath of the Wild.
No, I mean that.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, at this point, I guess, because it's the one I spend the most time with.
Yeah.
It's
plain fun.
I mean, it's been out for 2 years and the others are way older. But no, okay, no, I'm sorry. My favorite one is A Link Between World and A Link to the Past.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just love how it is in general.
Yeah.
And I guess A Link Awakening because it's the same kind of style.
Aesthetic, yeah. Oh, my God. It looks good, though.
The remake is not even out in a remaster or remake?
Remake.
Yeah, right. Remake is not even out, and I'm fucking down for it. Like, as soon as it's in the eShop, I'm buying that shit.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Like, I don't pre-order much, but...
You know, little Play-Doh ass. I'm
I just love the style. And exactly, like, it's like... It's...
Play-Doh ass.
It is similar to Link Between World and Link the Past, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I like that aesthetic.
Hmm? Isn't it the actual...
It's like the first one.
Huh?
The first Zelda. Yeah, it's top view and blah, blah, blah.
Excuse me?
The way the camera works, like it's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but...
Top down.
Aren't they, like, related, the three games? Like Link to the Past, Link Between Worlds, and...
Well, I don't know. I'm not a historian on that.
Yeah.
But Link to the Past and Link Between Worlds are
related, but is.
But I Awakening, I don't know. It's the Game Boy title, and I didn't play it. But it's similar to those, so I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah.
But the whole thing is like a dream.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Never mind.
Because I don't know. When I play a game, I don't focus on the story. I go back for the story, but I don't pretty much pay attention. I just want to play.
Yeah. Because, but I mean, you got a ton of weird shit in that, like Goombas and.
Yeah, like weird fucking Nintendo characters. That yeah, and there's also I think it's that one. There's a reference to Metroid, or is it Mario?
Oh, I think it's Mario.
Well, I mean, there's the obvious fat guy in Ocarina of Time who looks like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're basically, is it your uncle that looks like Mario? Mario.
Your uncle? You mean in the
Link's Awakening?
Oh, well, I didn't play the game. So
okay, yeah, I can't.
I guess remember. that's hypocrite.
Selfish?
No, it's not that.
So
I guess I'm gonna say ignorant of like being like, oh yeah, I love those type of Zelda, but don't know shit about the first.
Oh.
No, I mean,
oh yeah,
but I mean, okay, compared to like Ocarina of Time and blah blah blah, I don't know, I just like the playstyle of it. 3D Zelda is not that it's problematic, but there's work that still need to improve. Like yeah. Breath of the Wild is great and all, but the combat is kind of ass.
Breath of the Wild,
it's kind of ass, but it's not at the same time.
Yeah,
it's not as struggling like Ocarina of Time or
yeah, but I mean Skyward. Shut your ass up. Yeah, I'm just kidding. It can be ass if you stick to the basics.
Yeah, if you stick with the basic Z axis whatever or X and Y bullshit of like yeah. I'm gonna hit you, you're gonna hit me and back and forth. Sure, it's boring, but as soon as you know, if you do a backflip on a little tiny ass rock and you can activate the bullet time, like, of course, yeah. it becomes more,
yep.
I guess you feel more like a badass too.
Yeah. Take advantage of, small cliffs.
Yeah.
To get your bullet time. Yeah. Or, like as soon as you discover different, exploits, it becomes a totally different game.
Yeah.
Like it's so fucking nice.
It improve on an already amazing game. So in Breath of the Wild, being out for 2 years and me not finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean I did. Well, I mean David did all mm-hmm. the secret beast and stuff. Yep. Fun get times. The Master Sword, upgrade that shit to 60, well the maximum of power it can have or whatever, and. All that is left is to do it's to beat Ganon.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I don't personally want to.
Yeah, because you don't get any reward from
yeah,
doing
it's
that.
No, it's except, not satisfying.
Oh, you get a little star next yeah. to your save, which
showing
is cool.
That you finished it, but like
okay. There's no, I mean, you get the 100%, well, no, you get the actual fucking ending because you have to finish the game essentially. Yeah. But yeah, collecting stuff, just fucking around in the, you know, Nintendo actually intended it to be a small garden, like the first Zelda was.
Yeah.
So the whole idea behind that is you have a literally like a garden in your hands, like you can play anywhere you want. Like.
But they mentioned like how they wanted to make it feel like the first one, but. At the same time, it reminded me of exactly Link Between World and In the Past, because you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can just explore exactly. and stuff. It feels like you're exploring something.
It's not hand-holdy.
Yeah, and my beef with Ocarina of Time, it felt, even though it was open world, it felt like you have to go through the motion, like you have to do this and this and that and that. And it's basically being invisibly handholded throughout the old game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been the actual like recipe for Zelda for a bit.
For a bit, yeah.
As soon as it transcended to like 3D stuff, it just it lost its
original charm.
Yeah,
yeah. And A Link Between Worlds was on the 3DS, and if I remember, you can do any shrines in any order. You still have to do them, but you basically drop into the world and do whatever the fuck you want. It basically kind of like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
and that's the kind of things I want to do in Zelda. Like having, yeah, I have this goal of rescuing the princess, but let me do whatever the fuck I want.
That's why I'm so pumped for Hytale.
If I want to, we'll talk about that later. But if I want to have, like, you know, save the princess while going through the motion beat by beat, I'll just play Mario. Or whatever other game that exists.
Linear game, yeah, exactly. So,
Because the story matters and blah, blah, but in Breath of the Wild, like, there's story there, but it kind of sucks.
Yeah, about, about Just Cause 3.
What? Just Cause 3?
Just gonna start talking about random games. But yeah, Breath of the Wild, man. What a game.
Yeah, I don't care about the story at all. But I do care about the champions. I only care about one.
Herbosa.
Yeah.
Thick Bosa.
Yeah, I mean, she's fantastic. But here's the thing. My beef with the story is because the story actively made the champion less cool.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my biggest problem with that.
They only appear in fucking the story.
Flashbacks. Yeah, they only there's no sense of like them being like
out in all, the world.
Yeah, all powerful warriors. Some characters will make reference to them, but that's but that's because it's the closest person to them.
Yeah.
Like Fish King, the Fish Prince.
Oh yeah, Sidon.
Yeah, Sidon. Like, I really zoned out during that part. But like, what's his relation to the
brother?
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, of course they have a tie with them, so that's why we're like, oh yeah, they have an impact on the world. But you go two towns further back, and I don't even know if they know
who the fuck is that.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they know because they know the beasts.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
There's no trace of like, yeah, we knew whatever the fuck.
Because
like,
I mean, if I'm gonna get roasted for that, but like,
yeah, probably.
But if you have like Hyrule being that grand kingdom, right, with different races and cultures and blah blah blah, but have Princess Zelda being the central focus of everything. To me, her royal guard would be known in the land, right? Even though it's part from another culture, they would know like, oh yeah, that's Princess Zelda royal guard.
Yeah,
but you don't have that feeling when you explore.
No.
If you go to their respective towns,
I mean, you have to account for the fact that not everyone actually lives for 100 years.
But that's the excuse of like, oh well, it's 100 years, blah 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 blah. Yeah. But like, Ganon is still there.
Yeah, there's still
Calamity Ganon is still a presence to be reckoned with. Like, it's even mentioned in the beginning. Like, even though it's 100 years, he's still in the beginning, it's still a ominous presence over the world.
Yeah,
that's the sense I had from the fucking exposition.
Yeah,
from the game. Like,
I mean, it's one. Oh my god!
But maybe that's just me not getting it, because like I said, I didn't really care about the story in Breath of the Wild because the game is that fun. I just want to fuck around. And see Nancy for a fan art of her Borsa. Thank you. My handle is at Photo Star.
Send those DMs, please.
Slide in my DMs. With my God.
What happened?
I smashed my mic. Sorry.
Slide in my DMs.
Yeah, that's how I love her both. Like,
yeah.
She's great, but yeah. I don't like the fact that when you do her stop in the DMs.
Fuck.
It's like the Grinch.
Oh yeah.
All right. Sorry. David. David kept bopping his head towards the
ball. All right. I'm done.
Stop. Oh, if I. Oh, I should have filmed this.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. All right. I don't have my phone. All right. What the fuck was I? Okay, yeah. Yeah,
Urbosa DMs.
Because the
right now, please.
Yeah, big titty Urbosa, please.
Whoa,
that's the thing. You have the story, who actively hurts the heroes of the story. Even Link is a bitch. Like,
yo, shots fired. Hello.
No, because like, because you have the game right. Mm. It starts with you failing.
Yeah.
You don't actively see it, but it's. It's told to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You fucked up big time.
Yeah. Like,
big time.
But then, you start the game, you do the quest, you get better, and you kill Ganon.
Yeah.
Why did it take 100 years to do that?
Well, actually, yeah.
And there's another thing. You know, they practically said, oh, well, you can go face Ganon, right? You can go straight out the cutscene in underwears, slap his shit. It's gonna be hard, but you can do it. You can. You absolutely can. But that's the thing. If you do that, if you do that perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the story would be, Link is defeated. Wakes up 100 years in the future, run across Hyrule, and slap Ganon shit in his underwear.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
And he couldn't do that earlier.
Waking from 100-year-long
nap. Yeah, the boy just needed a nap and slap his shit. Like that's what a even though it's so, who cares?
Yeah.
That's something that annoys me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not asking for like perfect representation between story and gameplay. But if you take your shit so seriously, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like you, fuck.
You had training before the event, right? The end of the world, right?
Yeah.
You trained almost every day to protect Zelda and like, I don't know.
But
and then you wake up out of fucking cave and you're like, boy, I'm done with your fucking shit.
Yeah. And like,
please.
I have a new tablet.
Yeah.
Let's run them cheeks.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like, true.
Is it established that she gave her the tablet before dying? Or it's after?
Oh, I think he had it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He just retrieves it after.
Yeah.
But, okay, but I mean. Yeah, so you have all that. And then I have the nerve to tell me, like, story and Zelda matter. Anyway, I'm not going to start, like, pissing off people who just wanted a chill.
Pitch and forks.
Yeah. I don't want to
pitch forks and, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But man, I don't know.
Lynels suck ass, though.
Yeah, fuck Lynels. They are a great enemy, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, fuck them.
As soon as you don't want to fight them, well, I mean.
I mean, I have footage of me not noticing the Lynel and he wrecked my shit.
Absolutely sniped. Sniped.
I got Wesley sniped.
Yeah. The thing is, though, even if you're far away under a rock, they shoot straight up in the air and still manage to fucking hit you.
The footage I'm thinking of, I think he the Lionel was stuck.
Yeah.
Like between the tree and the rocks, mm-hmm. and teleport toward me.
Oh yeah, they teleport. Yeah, yeah, true. If they're stuck, they will fucking teleport and yes, I mean, smack you right in the cheeks.
Big old beefy centaur, like just yeah. spawning right next to you, and so horrifying.
Big old bro, dude.
But I mean, that yeah, it's easily my favorite enemy, even though I don't fight them.
Yeah, they're badass.
They're so like they
swole.
Yeah, they're so swole and oily and
need a tissue there. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, be right back. But no, their presence. They're the coolest type of enemies.
Yeah,
and they're not actually annoying. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, maybe because there's not a lot of them. Yeah. They're annoying to fight, but they're not annoying in the overworld.
Not that much, actually. When I said, like, they suck ass, it's because they're easily...
Exploited?
Exploitable, yeah.
Yeah, but have you seen the damage they do? If they're not exploitable, it would be impossible.
Yeah, true. Like, if you know how to fucking...
Yeah, if you know.
Yeah, if you know.
if you know.
Exactly. If you know, you know.
No, but... Like, okay, so Bokoblins, right?
Yeah.
I need your help for the naming convention of those shit.
Yeah.
The tiny one, that's Bokoblin.
Bokoblins, yeah.
And the tall one...
Moblins.
Yeah, the Moblins, to me, they are fucking annoying just to see. Because there's a lengthy fucker just like...
Yeah, yeah. Knuckle-dragging
fucker.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they kick your shit, like, for no reason.
They'll fucking throw the...
Anything that's...
Yeah, even Bokoblins.
Yeah, but I think I saw that like once.
Yeah, you can. They will throw Bokoblins at you if they don't find any weapons near. Yeah. But there's a Bokoblin. Mm-hmm. Bokoblin. So they take the guy, they throw it at you, but you can still deflect him.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's like a projectile, and you hear it fucking go. It's fucking funny. It's so funny.
Can you do a longer version of that? That was them on the ground?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. Back to it then.
Yeah. So, yeah. The enemy variety. Oh my. I'm going to cut that out. The enemy Viagra.
Enemy Viagra.
The enemy Viagra is lackluster at best.
Yeah.
You have your Octo. Yeah, just spinning loogies at you.
Boops.
And I guess there's a nice twist towards Death Mountain because they suck instead of spinning.
Oh, yeah. True.
But they're not a lot of that. So.
Create some variety. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Create some variety. Swallow instead of spitting.
And I mean, for a post-apocalyptic world, there's a lot of animals.
Well, I mean...
You'd expect... No, but I mean, wait.
I'm gonna... Nature regrowths.
I mean...
What?
Yeah, regrows. But that's the thing. I would love if nature would absolutely take over, not partially. There's...
Oh, yeah.
You can find ruins, but they are ruins. It's not like... There's a village who was built upon that and still have a mix of civilization and nature. Because if you go in any village, right? If you go in any village, there's not the element of nature coexisting with the people.
Yeah.
Like even the fucking village you used, even the village you help. Building.
Mm-hmm.
Shit look like modern fucking art.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, like, you remember the houses?
It looks like a brand new condo in the middle of fucking Montreal. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me?
Like, that shit looks fucking new.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, but...
That's true. But too new.
Yeah.
It doesn't look... Well, I mean, it's fucking
looks
sure.
too modern.
Fair but enough. I mean, it's been 100 years and...
They have fucking motorbikes and
Well, but the
laser shooting tanks. And
first, the motorbike is fucking DLC, so that doesn't count. Plus, it's still... I mean,
the Guardians aren't DLC, even they're worse.
Yeah, but they were created, like, way back when it wasn't post-apocalyptic.
You're created but way back.
I like to believe that the bike is Link's secret beast.
Yeah.
So I'll run with that.
Yeah, because you see it in the loading screen with all the
With beasts. All the others. When you acquired it.
Yeah. It's an animal, too. It's a
horse.
It's a unicorn.
Oh.
It's got a little
yeah. Arm. Oh, my God. True.
You can fuck up bokoblins with it.
Yeah, you can one shot black. Ah, there's gonna be a lot of that. I'm gonna make a rolled killed compilation with the.
Watch this shit. I'm busting out my fucking Switch. Hold on.
Live on stream.
And it's dead. Yep. Never mind. Back to this.
Yeah, because currently I'm charging my phone with his charger.
My USB-C.
Type C, yeah, because I forgot mine at home like a fucking idiot. Because I'm usually traveling with a backpack.
Yeah.
You know, I have my full inventory on me at all time, like in Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I need to expand it. Expanding a the dong.
The dongo. Wasn't that?
Oh, that would be cool. Is it the dodongo? I don't know. I don't
the
know.
Dongo isn't.
It's an enemy type in Zelda.
Boss, yeah.
Yeah, it's a boss, but.
The dongo.
Is it the dongo?
I think
let's not fact check it. Let's have people screaming at us. Stop! No, don't fact check on the bike.
Stop!
Stop! Bro. But yeah. Wait, are we... Is that the time?
Yeah. Sorry.
We forgot to mention how just the overall exploration of having like the shrines and... I mean, sure, it's the Assassin's Creed model of a...
Yeah, the overworld tower.
Go on the tower, unlock the map. Like, sure, whatever.
But it's done differently, though. Each tower is different. There's a
different challenge to it. Yeah.
Around it, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they went crazy on the shrines.
It's not like...
Though?
Sure, it opens up the map, but it's just the map. It's not like... points it doesn't point to different quests mm-hmm. I guess mm-hmm. or NPCs or like
whatever. They don't force
go
you
do this
exactly
no it's just you got pointing. The map you know where the fuck to go now
and
optional
it gives you a because like I mean for the longest time like before I let you play my game you saw me how far I went without unlocking the map.
Yeah.
And it with 3 hearts like a fucking idiot. But you know, it still felt fun because my what is it? The UI?
UI? Yeah.
Yeah, user interface. Yeah, so I removed everything on my HUD. Like I play without
same.
That shit.
I
didn't need
pro.
The information. Only thing I have is the arts
on pro
hearts yeah the pro mode
yep.
Like and my first well I mean that's my first playthrough but I didn't want to have anything on my screen because why would I want every information
I can't play with this anymore
like yeah
I can't
exactly.
go back to the original UI
I never played with that shit like I always played on pro
because
mm-hmm. you don't need that everything you need is up in the open
yep.
Like, if you want to know, like, if I need to know how where to go, of course I'm going to open the map, but I don't need the mini map that tells me, like, everything that's going to happen in a certain radius. Like, come on, stop.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. And, like, it's not the map is not as overwhelming as Skyrim.
Oh, no.
The map in Skyrim is fucking ass.
Yo,
I don't care what people say, the map is horrible.
Yeah. And you can't even see, like, tiny... it's not HD enough to know if you're taking the right, like, small path, because it's not showing on the fucking map.
Because here's the thing. It's more focused on saying, like, oh, look how big it is more than...
Look how beautiful and big and 3D it is. Yeah. I can't see through the fucking fog, my guy. Get that shit out of here. Seriously. Like
and it's usually used to, like, oh, every city is a fast traveling point. Okay. But what if I want to go explore off the map? You know, well, in the uncharted section, I guess. The points between the cities, right?
Mm.
Like, I don't need to fucking see everything because the exploration, right? Mm-hmm. But I have a fucking compass of everything, like, on the top corner of the screen.
Yeah.
I fucking know when there's an enemy nearby because the music changed and you have
spider sense.
Red dot, I think. You have I don't know if it's only in Fallout, but I don't remember.
Yeah, in Fallout, you got...
You have a fucking dot for every enemy. It's like, okay, I'm not going to avoid that direction and go there. Like,
it's so dumb.
Like,
you can't turn
just
down.
Just give me
the...
a fucking map.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. I think, is there a mini map? No, there's no mini map.
There, well, I mean, your mini map is essentially your compass.
So I know you want to be vague, and sorry, in Breath of the Wild.
Enough?
Sorry, in Breath of the Wild.
Sorry.
Oh yeah. I want to expand my inventory, but in Breath of the Wild, you pretty much show to me, like, you can recognize every part of Hyrule because everything is so different.
The world building.
I do that in Skyrim? No, because every time I think I'm going somewhere, I'm doing a loop.
Everything has the same color, too. It's all, I don't know, it's all grayish.
But even the what's the depth of field?
Depth of field, yeah.
If I look far away in Skyrim, everything is gray and foggy.
Washed
away, I get it. That's off. The mood. That's the
Nordic
everything.
Yeah, winter.
But it's kind of boring to watch. Right?
I mean, it came out in 2012, where everything was like gloomy and dark and gray. And
for sure, but I mean, if you're gonna skip until if you skip from now to the new
next
Elder
gen.
Scroll
oh.
game. Like, if we skip to that point in life, like, I don't know, 21, 22, whatever it's going to come out, and it still has the Skyrim problem and the Oblivion problem.
Of course
and
it will.
Hmm?
Of course it will.
Yeah.
It's fucking Bethesda.
Okay, stop. Because if we still going to have that problem, what's the excuse?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get too deep in on that subject because I feel we can fucking talk about this for a while, but it's better to keep that for another
next
time.
Next episode.
Yeah, but fuck, man, like in Zelda, in Breath of the Wild, anywhere I could look, I was like, hey, can I go there? Oh yeah, I can. That's cool. Let me, like, I didn't need a fucking thing to tell me, hey, go there. Nah, I see it. I want to go in there. If I can't, I'm going to find another way around.
Yep.
And with the bike DLC, bro, that shit is amazing. Like,
yep.
I guess I recently picked up the game again, like, with you being absent at work. So since you were absent, I started to, like, shrine hunt.
Yep.
And with the bike, though... Oh my god. With the bike? That's amazing. We can go anywhere. You don't have any difficulties to go on mountains and stuff. It's so practical. It's practical?
Yeah, practical. Because, I mean, there's faster horses.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's your 5-star horses and stuff.
Yeah. But the horse will stop at any bump in the fucking road.
Yeah, and
it sees a tree like 3 meters away from itself. It will fucking halt.
And grind to a halt. Yeah, and if there's an enemy nearby, it's gonna freak out and stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna freak out and kick you off and like, oh man, stop.
Yeah, so I think the bike is amazing.
Yeah,
especially if you shrine hunt, because I'm and like. to the, I don't, it's been 2 years, right? But I don't know if there's people complaining about it using fuel. Like, just like,
it's you so show cheap.
Me, yeah, you showed me like just yeah. had 2 true jellies and 1 monster extract.
Yeah, monster extract and 4 to 5 true jellies. Yeah, 5 true jellies. If you don't have monster extract, it's gonna be like 10 true jellies. But yeah, cheap stuff you can find.
But even
anywhere.
Then, 10 choo-choo jellies. Like, there's so many choo-choos everywhere.
Yeah, we have like 200 in your inventory.
Like plus 200. And do I run out of that? No, because they're everywhere.
Yeah, they just bother you all the time.
So. And it's the fuel for your bike, so there's no.
You can use bokoblin teeth, bokoblin fangs, horns, anything
stuff
that
stuff that you're. Not really gonna use anyway.
Actually, like, common items that you find anywhere will fuel your bike more than rare items.
Yeah. But
like
I don't
dragon
think,
horns.
But I don't know if
fairies.
It's not mentioned to you, right?
It's mentioned in
the fuel
a,
mechanic? Is it mentioned?
On the wiki, I think.
Well, yeah, but external to the game.
Oh,
not
no.
In
no.
game.
No, there's in not, game, no.
There's
no.
not a prompt that's gonna say, hey, you just wanna
try shit out.
Yeah.
Fuel it with.
But, like, if you want an actual recipe for the bike, just use fucking choo choo jellies.
Yep.
And 1 monster strike.
Yeah, it's going to fill it right up.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild, an amazing experience. Even 2 years fucking after release.
Yeah, it's great. Try it. If you didn't, try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you didn't, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, what's your fucking problem, dude?
I know the price of a Switch is. Yeah, it's fucking expensive. But if you have a Switch, don't care about Zelda, fucking play Breath of the Wild. Yeah. Like, if you don't, yeah, if you don't care about Zelda, that's fine. Because in Breath of the Wild, there's not a lot to do with Zelda stuff. Like, most of the cutscene can be skipped anyway.
Yep.
So if you just like open world and fuck around, like, I'd fucking say, yeah, Breath of the Wild is the one for you. Like, and I think it's a good gateway into the series too.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be jarring because after playing that, there's no other Zelda like it, except the first Zelda game.
Yeah.
And maybe Between World and Past because it's kind of similar, kinda. Mm-hmm. But
if you want a classic experience but want new graphics, just wait for the Link's Awakening remake.
Yeah. I mean, wait. If you like Breath of the Wild,
no. If you like,
oh,
if
the
you
original
want to try like
original
classic,
and, yeah,
yeah, Zelda experience.
Yeah.
If not, you know, Wind Waker is pretty good too.
Whatever. Yeah, Wind Waker is great. You know, I have a tattoo of that on my calves.
Huh?
Yeah, I have a tattoo of Wind Waker on my calves. I have a tattoo of Wind Waker on my calves because.
I'm sorry.
I thought I touched something. Yeah, because my friend wanted someone to tattoo, and like I said, oh, I like Wind Waker.
Yeah.
So he threw me on the bed, ripped out my pants, and just went to
What? Huh?
No, I mean, he said like, hey, I can make you a free tattoo. By the way, don't ever do that.
Yeah, no.
If someone proposes
idea.
You a free tattoo, probably if it's your best friend or what, don't.
It's a trap.
Yeah. With that being said, I let him practice on my body.
Oh no! Don't say that. Yo.
Since David fucking messed up the audio while recording, we're just gonna end it there.
All right. That's gonna be the end.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, yo.
So this has been. Stop!
Yeah. I'm done.
You're fired. Oh my god. Yeah, so this has been the weekly appointment episode. Well, not even an episode, just -1.
-1.
Yeah, that's gonna be a lost episode for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's cursed as fuck. I might use clips of this though.
Yeah.
But. I've been your host, Wade.
I'm dead.
Yeah. And we'll be back for more. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Uh-oh. Did we lost everything?
Oh,